the Sports Grill for tonight's Bearcat Coaches Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Quarter, I am John Coffey, coming a day early this week to St. Patrick's Day and all the festivities going on around downtown tomorrow night. And Matt, it's been a busy weekend. We've covered a lot of ground, as has a lot of fans who've made their way up and back to Sioux Falls, some a couple of three times this past weekend, watching the Bearcat men's basketball team play some great basketball.
Yeah, you know, that is so cool, seeing such a huge group of fans. You know, when you look at all the teams that were up there this weekend, you know, obviously numbers of fans dominated by Augustana there in Sioux Falls, but right there behind them was Northwest Missouri State. So much green in the crowd and all around the Sanford Pentagon. That's what makes that tournament so special. You know, it's obviously special for the team to accomplish getting that far and playing that well over the course of a season, but for them to get that kind of support is just so neat to see, and it never gets old. You know, we see it everywhere we go, but it never gets old.
Unfortunately, a two-point loss for the Bearcat men's basketball team last night, but what a great atmosphere for college basketball. I don't know if we've ever been involved in a game with that type of atmosphere, and we've had some great atmosphere games through the years, but that was about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I tell you, one of the neatest parts, you know, and thinking back on it last night, today, is how many times did the Augustana crowd, late in the game, inside of 10 minutes to go, get on their feet, get really loud to try to get their team to pull away? And Northwest is coming up the court with the ball. It's, you know, four or five times I think this happened. They're trying to get loud, and Northwest would hit a huge shot, and they'd all sit right back down. You know, they tried to be a factor, but Northwest took them out of that so many different times last night. I think that was really neat. And then, of course, obviously brought their own crowd into it, and the back and forth was just so much fun to see. An instant classic, one of those types of games, but just had the wrong team going on.
Yeah, just kind of a tough start to the second half, and then, again, down the stretch, just really ran out of time, I think, once they started getting things going back the right direction for Northwest in the last couple minutes of that ballgame.
Yeah, it's always tough to play from behind, and the better your opponent when you're playing from behind, the tougher it is. You know, Northwest, just that stretch, there was a 16-4 outscoring that Augustana had tail end of the first half into the early part of the second half. That's what Northwest was trying to recover from that whole second half. They got back to where they tied it, you know, and made a great game of it, but it's just so tough against a good team like that to play from behind. But Northwest did a valiant job and just ended up a couple of points short.
I think last night in that game, too, a fan saw two or three probably the best Division II basketball players playing the game right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's what made it so entertaining. And what I like about it is the reason those players are as good as they are and get the stats that they have is because of that supporting cast, and that's what made it so entertaining. Those players are good. They're going to do big things. They did big things last night, but you had such good supporting casts on both sides, especially for Northwest. I think that support ran a little bit deeper for Northwest, but that's what made it such an entertaining basketball game, is you knew no matter what 10 players were on the floor, you were going to see good basketball out of all 10 of them last night, and that's exactly what we saw.
And that's one of the things that we heard throughout the weekend from people. May have the first time that they seen Northwest Missouri State play, number one, they talk about Justin Pitts, and number two, they talk about just how hard the team plays overall as a team.
Yeah, absolutely, and you have to, I think, to be that successful, and that's one of the things that we saw from Augustana as well. They had the talent but played hard as a team when the time came to have to do that. But, you know, one thing that I've kind of took away is, you know, how many times in the people that we talked to over the weekend told us this is the best team Augustana has had in school history ever. You know, this is the best it's ever been. And we saw Northwest play them down to the last possession in two games and had just one senior on that team, on those teams, you know. So I think that's pretty incredible. It tells you where Northwest is as a program overall when you look at that factor, that they played that tight with the best team ever in Augustana history.
And they played Iowa, defeated Iowa in an exhibition game to start the season again. Exhibition games, a lot of things factor into that, but that just tells you the type of talent Augustana does have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those exhibition games usually end up 20, 30, 40-point blowouts, but they ended up with a win, and they were a very talented team, and we got to see that a couple of times this year.
Great season. We'll talk more. We're on Bearcat men's basketball with Ben McCollum, along with senior guard Connor Crooker a little bit later on during our program, but this Bearcat men's team has nothing to feel bad about this year. Just another super season for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It may take a little bit to realize that, look back and know how special this was. You just got to get over last night, and that's tough to do. So hopefully down the line they'll get a chance to reflect and enjoy what happened this year.
Well, as the basketball season comes to close, spring sports really get rolling. We'll be talking baseball coming up in just a little bit, as we'll be talking with baseball coach Darren Lowe, as well as an infielder, Ozzie Adams. And then we'll talk a little football, as former Bearcat quarterback Brady Bowles is set to join us later in the program. Brady obviously has gone through the Bearcat program now, but he's looking for some things ahead on the professional level.
Yeah, hoping for some more opportunities to continue to play football, and I think those chances will be there. That's all you can ask for, is an opportunity, and hopefully you can catch on somewhere and be able to play professionally.
Reminder, the support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Coming up, we'll be talking baseballs. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe. That's coming up right after this timeout, as we're broadcasting for Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW, turning our attention to Northwest Missouri State Baseball as baseball coach Darren Lowe joins us. And, Coach, you know, overall, you guys have had a good start to the season. You had several series victories in a row there this last weekend and earlier this week. I guess it was yesterday. My days are... It has been a little bit tough, but baseball's kind of a long season. I think these are stretches that you're always going to kind of go through. Do you kind of look at it as how you weather this time of the year and maybe get through a few straight losses like this?
Yeah, no question. I think when you look at a long baseball season, you try to minimize those stretches that you, when you're not quite playing 100% and your confidence is a little bit down, you try to minimize those stretches. And the teams that do, you know, usually have success at the end of the year. So, you know, we won three series in a row there against really good competition, and then went to Washburn. And for whatever reason, Washburn is a place where we have never played well in that ballpark as long as I've been here. So we came back and got game one, 12-10, battled back. We were down in that game and came up with a couple big hits late, and then on Friday and then Saturday, just couldn't find enough barrels, and they made some great plays on us and pitched it well, and beat us in those next two games. So, you know, just one of those MIAA conference series that you know, could go either way, and they end up getting 2 out of 3 from us, and hopefully we can rebound from that this upcoming weekend.
You mentioned with the start of that series, a high scoring game in game one, a very low scoring game in game two. Is that kind of of typical in a series where you might see a variance in different types of games like that right back to back?
Yeah, I think when I look at game one, it was just a really messy game. It wasn't a clean game. I think it started with the umpire zone was very small. Both pitching staffs walked 12 guys each, so we didn't know where the zone was. We had four errors and hit four guys, so we actually gave 20 extra base runners in that game and ended up winning the game, which is very unusual. So but they walked 12 as well and played a little sloppy. So, we rebounded in that next game, and I think you look at game two, and both teams had great pitching performances. Anthony Canapio went out and scattered seven hits through six and kept it tight, and we were just missing that one big hit. And the same happened on Saturday. So, it's one of those things you learn from and hopefully get your confidence in the right place and your mind in the right place and just try to get out of this little funk we're in as soon as possible.
When you talk about starting the year well, pitching and defensively like you guys have, is that one of those things that can maybe get you out of a funk quicker when you're playing well defensively and pitching strong?
Well, I think the biggest thing you look at when you go into a ball game, our hitters understand that if we can get five runs on the board through nine innings, we're going to have a great chance of winning a ball game. So up until this point, our guys have on the mound have been, keeping everybody under five, other than that that Thursday game. And if we can continue doing that, and we went up to Quincy yesterday, and we got beat, but played a lot of guys that haven't been playing and tried to pitch some guys that haven't been playing, and I think we ended up the day with 11 or 12 hits. So that's very optimistic for us. Finding more barrels, now we just got to get a few more RBI hits, and I think that offense will start rolling.
How important are those games where you can do things like that for the overall program, not just on this season maybe even necessarily, but just overall for the program?
Yeah, when you're going through a conference season, you just you don't feel like you can take chances in a lineup or chances on the mound. So a midweek non-conference game against a quality opponent, we threw about five guys out there that either needed some work or hadn't seen a lot of mound time, and just to see what they can do and to get them some experience as well, and mix the lineup up a little bit, just to try to get some guys heated up and see if what those pieces are going to look like down the stretch in the conference play. So it kind of leads into our next few midweeks. Next week we'll start playing our conference opponents midweek as well, so we'll have Kearney for three midweeks starting on Tuesday, and then we'll follow that up with Missouri Western with midweek single nine inning games. So that kind of prepares us for that schedule, maintaining those three game series on the weekends.
And before that Kearney matchup, you've got Lincoln University here in town as well for a weekend series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What has Lincoln done so far this year?
Lincoln struggled a little bit this year. They're I think they're at the bottom of the conference right now, and it's another MIAA opponent that they can beat anybody at any given time. So I think I caution our guys as far as just because you look at their record and they're not having a whole lot of success right now, it doesn't mean it's three automatic wins, and we have to go out and keep grinding out at bats, and we need to pitch well, we need to play good defense, and continue building on where we were at, and maybe overcome some things that we didn't do quite as well as we needed to this past weekend. So, hopefully it's a weekend that we can kind of get rolling and really working in the direction that we need to get to.
You talked early that the bats were a little slow going. Are you starting to see some progress there, the bats getting on the ball a little bit more often?
Yeah, I think Garrett Ford had a great day yesterday in the leadoff spot. Ozzie Adams, who we'll hear from here pretty quickly, he's starting to settle in and hit some balls hard. And Ozzie made about four unbelievable defensive plays at second base yesterday that saved some runs for us, and probably turns one of the quickest double plays that we've ever had here. So, we need to get a few more guys heated up, but just – you know, the number of base runners that we had yesterday is quite a bit different than we had this past weekend, and we want that trend to continue.
Do you find that offense kind of builds on itself as you do get some base runners, get some guys on base, the confidence level goes up? Does it just kind of snowball in a sense?
Yeah, I think hitting is always contagious, and you know, on the flip side of that is the lack of hitting is also contagious. So if that, if we keep going in the wrong direction, all of a sudden the guys that are hitting stop hitting. And we talk a lot about momentum in a baseball game, and doing everything we can to gain momentum. And that might not, you know, it doesn't have to be a home run. It doesn't have to be, you know, five runs on the board. It just needs to be grinding out bases, making that pitcher work, getting his pitch count up, doing something to get that momentum in our dugout. And then once you get it, keep building on it. So, you know, that comes from sprinting on and off the field, making a great play, diving play, hitting the ball hard, a lot of ways to create that momentum and get that excitement in your dugout. And then once you get that, it's a lot easier to hit, you know, when you're a single person in that batter's box. And, you know, on the backside of that, we talk about hitting as a group. You know, you don't have to carry the load all by yourself. You're one of nine guys, and you don't have to you know, hit that five-run home run. Just be one of those nine, hit as a group. And when you take that pressure off yourself, I think it's a lot easier to hit.
Even with midweek games, obviously you've got the practices in there and stuff like that. When you're talking about practices during the season, are you working on specific things? Maybe you saw the series before, or is there kind of a set routine that you try to keep with over the course of the season?
You know, so far routine has kind of been you know, on that Tuesday, we'll come in, and all the pitchers that didn't get an opportunity to pitch over the weekend, and then some of our redshirt pitchers, we'll have those guys finish up practice throwing live to maybe those guys, those five guys that are struggling a little bit in the lineup, and let them see a few more at-bats midweek. We bump that until tomorrow. All those guys will pitch against our guys tomorrow. We don't want all of our guys to hit in those situations, especially the guys that feel comfortable in a game situation. But, you know, maybe those four or five guys that need an extra two, three at-bats, we'll throw those guys against them. You know, today was a little bit longer batting practice. You know, 2 days away from our next ball game, we're a lot of ground balls, a lot of thrown across, a lot of double play, defensive work. And then a long batting practice session with some situational stuff, situational base running all involved in there. And then tomorrow, the day before a game, you know, we try to keep them off their feet a little bit more and not really pound them. So it'll be a light round of BP tomorrow you know, more of a short day, because we know it's going to be a long weekend with that Friday, Saturday, Sunday triple header.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by. Good luck against Lincoln this weekend.
Thank you, Matt.
That is Darren Lowe, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State baseball team. Again, they have Lincoln Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all those afternoon home games out at Bearcat Field on the Northwest Missouri State campus. When we come back, we're going to keep talking baseball as we'll hear from Ozzie Adams, the second baseman for Northwest. We'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW as we continue to talk Northwest Missouri State baseball and junior second baseman Ozzie Adams joining us. And Ozzie, we were kind of talking before we went on here. You were talking about how things are starting to come along as you get to this point of the season. What are some of the big things as you go through a season that just have you feeling more comfortable and playing better?
I mean, just finding consistency. I mean, at the beginning of the season, our pitchers throwing really well. I mean, it's great to see, and they've still been throwing well, and just kind of seeing our hitters develop and kind of find consistency, kind of still looking for a big hit, kind of some RBI guys, bring people in. Been finding a lot of barrel lately, thankfully, and just hopefully we can work off that and get some conference wins this weekend.
You've had several multi-hit games so far this year. Is it just kind of getting into a rhythm as you get over the course of the season offensively?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just kind of gaining that confidence and starting to find your pitches, figure out where your swing's at in the season, kind of, and just having building off of it and continuing to search for more of those multi-hit games like that, and wanting to be the guy to go get that hit.
Now, obviously, you guys don't get as good of an opportunity to, say, see film on pitchers or see pitchers a lot over the course of a season. You're usually only seeing guys once, maybe twice if you're lucky or whatever. How do you work with that in terms of just trying to get comfortable with the pitcher you're facing?
I mean, our coaches do a great job getting us good scouting reports, which is nice, but just kind of searching for your own thing. I mean, working on yourself more than worrying about what you're going to have to face. I mean, a lot of the guys end up being pretty similar. You're seeing similar styles of pitching throughout the year, and just being comfortable with that, knowing what to expect when you go up to hit and anticipating a pitch and putting a good swing on it.
Do you guys try to help each other out quite a bit as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one of the first things we do when we come back in the dugout is, what'd you see? Is he working you in, out, throwing his off speed for strikes, things like that, and just helping each other and helping each other hit. I mean, hitting's contagious. You help each other get through it.
Yeah, and talk a little bit more about that, because when you talk about it being contagious, if you see a few other guys in the lineup maybe getting some hits, are you just feeling more comfortable, or is it kind of that competitive thing where you need to be in that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little of both. I mean, if guy in front of me gets a hit, I want to get a hit too. I mean, and it makes it easier, kind of get a little bit in a team rhythm in a way, and kind of getting pitchers. I mean, we all hit the same. I mean, once one guy gets going, it's easier for the team to get things going.
Second baseman, the coach was just talking about turning the double play, that sort of thing. Talk about the importance of working with the shortstop, obviously, Nick, and just you guys is being able to work together and getting those double plays turned, because I think there's a lot more to it than people realize, and the importance of you two being on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, me and Nick have pretty good chemistry. He's one of our leaders, and I think from day one we just kind of have been working together. We've got a lot of reps together, and every day working on flips, where to expect it. I mean, each shortstop's different, but I think me and Nick have really grown a good relationship with that aspect.
Obviously, when most fans think about baseball, they think the fun aspect is hitting, and it is, but do you take some pride in this, or some fun in playing good, solid defense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and this year our pitchers have been getting us a lot of ground balls, a lot of weak hit ground balls too, thankfully, and just nice to have good defense. That's what we've been priding ourselves on lately since our hitting hasn't been going. We've kind of been playing, pitching well, playing good defense, and scrapping runs when we can, and just been a really competitive bunch.
You guys have had the good start to the year. You've gotten a lot of series wins, that sort of thing. Does that bring the confidence level up pretty quickly for
you? Oh, yeah, definitely. I think once you get a few wins, you realize, I mean, if our team shows up, we play our game, I think we can beat about anyone. And I think once we start to realize that, the wins come a lot easier. It's easy to win in bunches.
You guys have the weekend series in the MIAA, as Coach talked about. You're going to mix in some midweek conference games. I've had a couple of midweek non-conference games. Seems like this would be a fun schedule if you're a ball player. That it just seems like you're always out there playing ball.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Once you get in the flow of things, the season goes by so fast. You play, I mean, play a midweek game, playing three in the weekends. You seem like you're playing all the time. It's great. I mean, everyone wants to play rather than practice. It's yeah, a lot more fun to get out on the field and start getting in the rhythm things. I think that'll help us too along the way.
All righty, Ozzie. Well, good start this year. Good luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is second baseman Ozzie Adams for the Northwest Missouri State baseball team. And once again, three games this weekend, all at home, that you can see Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Bearcat Field against Lincoln University. We'll be back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show here at Carson's in downtown Maryville on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Turning your attention to football and Brady Bowles, former Bearcat quarterback. And Brady, you're hoping your playing career isn't over just yet, looking ahead to go to the next level on the professional level. And just talk a little bit about what you've been doing since the end of the football season to get ready for things.
Since the end of the season, me, Brandon Yost, and Bryce Inyard have kind of just been working out here in Maryville with Joe, and he put together a nice little, I guess you could say, workout plan for us for the last couple weeks to get us prepared to, you know, not just, you know, show our football skills when we go down there for our pro day, but to also test out really well with all the test outs that they do at the combine. So us three have just been kind of at it, you know, 5 days a week, and then sometimes even on the weekend we'll get out on the field and do some stuff, and it's been a lot of fun hanging out with those guys still here in the Ville.
And how nice is it to have somebody like Joe Quinlan to help out with this?
Oh man, it's amazing. You know, we got the best strength coach in Division II, and you know, to have me graduate and be done playing football and still have him care so much about getting me to the next level and just invest his time in me and the other guys just to try, you know, to get us prepared to be able to keep playing, as it means the world to me.
Now, you're mentioning before we went on the air here during the break about you've already had an opportunity to work out in front of some scouts already.
Absolutely, yeah. I did the NFL Regional Combine in Minnesota March 5th, and did really well down there. Threw the ball well. My test outs were pretty good as well. You know, a lot of those things you got to pay to go do it, so it's kind of, you know, well, are they going to, you know, nip my time? Are they going to make it look like I'm worse than the guys at the combine? But ended up testing out well and doing some good things down there. So,
what are some of the things that you try to do during your workouts to go to that next level that might be different from what you've done up to this point, or is it just more in more of what you're doing in a little bit harder pace than what you've done?
Well, for me, it's more you know, trying to get under center and do throws and drops under center. Just because, you know, here at Northwest, we're more of a shotgun, pistol type offense. You know, we're under center, maybe on the goal line and fourth and one. So, you know, it was more trying to get accumulated to that and kind of, you know, get my feet wet with the way the NFL footwork is and the different types of throws that I'd be making. So been working hard with that. But, you know, in the weight room and things like that, it's just been the same. You know, pushing ourselves a little bit more, maybe, you know, adding a little bit more weight than we would have and trying to rep it out as many times as we can, and just trying to, you know, build as much more muscle and be more powerful for that pro day.
How nice is it that you're able to go through this with some of your teammates here? They're trying to do the same thing right now.
Oh, man, it takes a lot of pressure off you because, you know, every day you go into workouts and you know you got those two guys who are going there with you, and it just makes it feel like, you know, you're going to another workout like you've been the last 4 years. So it makes it feel like home, and it makes it, you know, a lot less, you know, I don't know how to describe it really, a lot less pressures off of you because, you know that those guys are going through the same things and you're just competing just like you did the last 4 years.
Now, you've had some former teammates go through this as well before you. If I understand right, Matt Longacre, who's been with the now Los Angeles Rams, has been back and going through some things with Joe as well. What are some of the things Matt can be able to tell you? Now, obviously, it's different positions and all, but from the whole process, has he been able to help you guys out?
Absolutely. He's helped us out a lot. And even Travis Manning and both the Dixon twins, we've been in contact with those guys, and they just keep telling us, you know, what to expect at the pro day, you know, how to conduct yourself at the pro day so you're not looking like you don't know what you're doing. And then, you know, they just said just be patient with things, because, you know, coming from a small school, sometimes, you know, you're not going to get that phone call right away, and you kind of got to weigh your options. But at the same time, it can be a good thing, because you can choose what teams you want to work out for and which teams you want to go and try and compete for a spot.
Now, you mentioned the pro day coming up down in St. Joseph. Just talk about the date on that and what you'll be doing with that event.
The pro day will be next Thursday, so the 24th. And it'll pretty much be just like the combine. I mean, we'll do a workout just like they would there, you know, test out on all the different things that they test out on. And then for me, I'll do a throwing session and a footwork session and pretty much call it a day. And then for the D-line, Brandon Yost, he'll do the same things that they do, and Bryce will do the same things as well.
And coming off a heck of a season, a national championship, might go back to last December a little bit. And what was it like to play in the national championship game down in Kansas City?
Oh, man, it was surreal. You know, coming out of that tunnel and just seeing the sea of green that is Bearcat Nation just fill Sporting Park was just amazing. You know, I've been saying it the entire year that we have the best fans in D2, and I truly believe that, because, I mean, I know that they had a hard time playing because for how many false starts and, you know, trouble with the snap count things they had. And, I mean, just to have the support that we had down there and to be able to win the game and look up at the crowd and just see all of Bearcat Nation there supporting us really just was the cherry on top of a great season.
And what a great start you guys got in that game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our defense came out on fire. I mean, you know, they had a miscue with the snap, mishandled it, and we were able to put the ball in the end zone two plays later, I think, and never looked back from there. So it was great to kind of, you know, get the nerves out of the way and just, you know, we really didn't have time to be nervous because, you know, first play we get the ball back and then second play we're in the end zone. So
it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And the field position, something else. Everybody, talk a little bit about coming out and taking over on your first series, and I know that that goal line's just a few yards in front of you there.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been trying to have it. We tried to have a killer instinct all year, and you know, when we got that turnover and we looked to come out for our first possession on the 4-yard line, you know, that makes it pretty easy for the offense, and our defense did a great job of getting us the ball there.
And when you look at the season as a whole, it seemed like it was a season where you guys just slowly built from game one to the national championship game, where you got better and better each game along the line. And just kind of talk about how you were able to accomplish that.
You know, we just try to take it week by week this year and just enjoy the little things and have fun. And I think that's one of the big things that we did this year was we had a lot of fun. You know, that showed both on, you know, on Saturday, but, you know, a lot of people don't get to come to practice and see us every day. And to see, you know, grown men or, you know, young guys who are 22, you know, 21 years old, joking, laughing, and having a great time with each other at practice, you know, doing the sport that they love. I mean, it was just, we came together so close this year, and we were just able to accomplish so much just because we played for one another and just got better each week.
It seems like that's something that Coach Dorrell and the coaching staff really tried to emphasize this year, is to enjoy the moment, that this is something that a lot of people don't get a chance to experience, just college football overall, but college football at the level you guys play.
Absolutely, you know, and that's one thing that they'd say, you know, let's go 1-0 this week. And we didn't look past, you know, anybody. And I think that was a big key to our successes. You know, in 2014, we kind of had, you know, big games penciled in, and we were kind of looking forward to those. And, you know, it kind of nipped us in the butt a little bit. But this year it was kind of more of, okay, who do we got this week? And it was focused on whoever it was that Saturday. And then after Saturday, we'd celebrate on Saturday night, come back Sunday morning, and it was go time for whoever was next.
And I know the number one goal you have is the team goals that you had ending up with the national championship. But when you look back, your name's going to be in the record book, at least for a while anyway, until maybe somebody else comes along with several categories. And how nice is it to know that you left an impact on this Bearcat program in a number of different ways?
Oh, man, just to see how many great players have came through here and, you know, all the records that have been set, and to say that I can hold at least, you know, one of those records and pencil my name in, you know, in the record books alongside my brother as well, it's very special to me.
Now, you haven't rubbed it into the fact that you might have one more ring than he does, have you?
just a couple pictures. We got our rings this last week, and so I had to send him a couple with, you know, both of them on my hand and kind of rub it in a little bit, just let him know, you know, I one-upped him, so. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Brady, thanks a lot for being with us on the program. We wish you the best of luck as we'll be following your progress, and hope to see you playing on Sunday afternoon somewhere.
All right. Thank you very much.
And that is Brady Bowles with us, former Bearcat quarterback for the Northwest Missouri State football team, as he's attempting to move on to the next level in football. And again, we wish Brady the best of luck. When we come back, we'll talk things over with a couple one player and a coach involved with the Bearcat men's basketball team. Connor Crooker is with us. We'll talk with Connor next and then follow that up with Ben McCollum from the Bearcat men's basketball team. That's all coming up next on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features the life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time to turn our attention to men's basketball, as the Bearcat men's basketball season came to a close last night with a tough two-point loss to Augustana, 80-78 in the championship game of the Central Region Tournament. And joined now by a member of the All-Central Region Tournament team, and Connor Crooker. And Connor, I know it's a tough way to end the season with such a close loss, but gosh, you guys put together one heck of a year this year.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it was a tough way to go out, but we're going to hold our heads high. I mean, we had a great season. We won the MIAA, and we also won the tournament. So, you know, we can go out with our heads held high.
Let's talk a little bit about the atmosphere last night. Have you ever played in an atmosphere either in high school or college like it was last night up in Sioux Falls?
No, definitely not. That was a one-of-a-kind atmosphere. I mean, the fans were going crazy. It was a big game, and you know, I think it was also, you know, it was really close and everything like that. So I think we gave the fans what they wanted.
Oh, I think so. First half, just a heck of a first half, just back and forth the entire half. Went down, I believe, down by one there at halftime. And just talking, first of all, about the first half and the momentum swings. Neither team could really get a grasp of some momentum going maybe until late in that half with Augustana. But talk away about that first half went for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're both really good teams. We knew it was going to be a back-and-forth game. So we were both kind of pretty hot offensively. So, I mean, we couldn't really stop each other. So it was kind of back-and-forth. And we knew if we stayed the course, we'd have a chance to win. And that's what ended up happening.
They got some plays down the stretch to get back in that ball game, tie things up. And a lot of that in part thanks to you with some of the things you were doing offensively. Again, in that game, ending up with 19 points. And you just got some big clutch shots down the stretch there. And just talk about getting those shots off and getting those to fall there toward the end of the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just my confidence, really, and I was going to have a lot of confidence. It's always nice to see my first shot go in, so when I made that first three, I was, you know, beginning to feel confident, and then I knew I was going to have to start scoring some because they were really keen on Pitts, and I mean, he's still at 34, but yeah, I was able to drive and get my floater down, and it felt pretty good.
And just tough on that last series there where they ended up having Augustana get the ball and then a foul and a chance at the free throw line. But as you lined up for that last play with just a few seconds left to try to get a shot off there, just kind of talk about some of the things you guys were hoping to accomplish on that last play to take them one.
Yeah, so, I mean, there were about four and a half seconds left, so we had a chance. It was going to be me or Justin to get the ball, and then we'd dribble a couple times and just kind of go to the basket or maybe shoot a three, but ended up my guy fell down, so I thought I was open for a split second, so I kind of ran past, and then Chris, he saw me, but you know, it was a little short, so it got picked off, and so tough way to go out. But
hey, it looked momentarily like you guys was going to set up for a pretty good play there.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
And just a heck of a game last night. Unfortunately, a tough loss. But as you look at over the entire weekend, three very well-played basketball games. The first two games, not nearly as close, obviously, as the last one. But just talk about the experience in the entire weekend up in Sioux Falls this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun playing up there. I mean, it's a great atmosphere in all three games. And we travel really, really well. We have great fans. And so, you know, we're always ready. And first two games, we were playing confident. I mean, I think this is the best team I played on, and we were pretty special. It was always fun to play with next to Pitts, and he put on a show every game, so that was nice.
He's something special to play next to, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. I mean, the way he scores, I mean, I just kind of sit in the corner sometimes and just let him go to work.
Sometimes it looks like he's never going, there's no way he can get a shot off like that or a pass to you guys, but he finds a way to get it done.
Yeah, sometimes I'm wondering, like, why is he shooting it? And then it goes in, and we're like, all right, it's a good shot.
Oh, gosh. And what about the fans that made the trip up there? Obviously, Augustana, being the home team, had a number of fans there. But it seems like, from our standpoint, it sounded like the Northwest fans made the trip. They were up there, and you guys could definitely hear them throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be a big home atmosphere for them. But we also, I mean, I think it was kind of even. And, you know, that's really nice for us to have. It wasn't. Because, I mean, sometimes if it's just an away, it's pretty much an away game, then it's really tough to play and still stay in the game when they go on a run or something like that. But our fans are always backing us up and really help us out.
I thought, too, a key was, and they obviously helped with that last night as well, but you guys never let the crowd influence you at all. Even when they tried to, they hit a big shot or something, it seemed like you guys kept your composure and came back down and did the things you needed to do on offense then.
Yeah, I think that was a big part to the game. I mean, we knew we might get behind, but we know they're a run team. So when we got down nine, no one was panicking. We knew that, I mean, all season long we've been coming back, and we knew we had the best player in the country, Justin, and he was able to make plays down the stretch and get us to where we wanted to be.
Well, your season came to a close, or your career came to a close last night for Northwest, being the lone senior on this team. But what are some things you hope you were able to impart on this group as the rest of these guys will come back for next year?
Just to work hard and keep working, and hopefully they can get past Sweet 16, really. I mean, that's just the one thing I always wanted to do, but it wasn't able to happen. But they always have a chance next year, and they're going to be really good. And so I just hope they can do really well.
What are some of the main memories you're going to take out of being a Bearcat?
I think just the atmosphere, and a couple memories, I guess, would be the MIAA tournament every year. That's fun. And then just the national tournament, it's always a great time. And especially when we're winning, going to the Sweet 16, it's always fun. But yeah, just having those moments are going to be my favorite.
All right, well, Connor, thanks a lot for being with us, and congratulations on a heck of a career at Northwest Missouri State.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Connor Crooker, a senior guard for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. And when we come back, we will continue to talk basketball. The head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com. or at any of their eight locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at
660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a tough loss last night, the two-point loss to Augustana. But, man, what a great atmosphere and what a great game that was last night.
Yeah, that was probably as good an atmosphere as you could have it at Division II. I don't know, and I've been a part of a lot of big games, you know, just playing on them or, you know, as a graduate assistant on some big games, and I have never seen an atmosphere like that at this level. I mean, not even close. I think the closest comparison a couple years ago would be when we played Central in the championship, but even that doesn't compare to what it was there. I mean, you walk out there and it was just packed full and loud. And then they had the video beforehand, and you know, it was fun for the kids. They deserve to play in front of that type of crowd and in that environment. And you know, it was a fun trip.
It is really two of the top teams in Division II this year, just battling it out throughout the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, it was the players. You know, that was the fun part. You know, I mean, we had a few drops and. We were able to call a few sets to get a few plays and stuff like that, but it was all the preparation going into it and everything throughout the season, and then it was just the kids' job to see who would be able to win it. And it was fun. It was fun for me to watch, honestly. I mean, it was both teams just coming at each other. Both teams were completely exhausted after about a minute. The officials were exhausted. I mean, it was just, you know, I was over there having fun. I didn't have to run down the floor. So, no, it was a fun environment. And, you know, it's nice. It's nice when you play in the regional championship against a team that I feel like has quality kids. You know, it makes it really fun because it is what's right about college basketball. They have great kids, and he doesn't deal with a lot of knuckleheads. And you know, I feel like we've got great kids as well, and so it makes it fun. You know, that's what college basketball is about. That's what this level is about, Division II.
And in that game down the stretch, you were able to your team stepped out and made some big plays defensively to get back, tie it up there toward the end, and just really, I thought, came up big down the stretch to try to get back into the thing after trailing not much even, but, you know, I think they both had an 8-point lead at one point there in the second half, but you guys found a way to get things done there toward the stretch and just about pulled it off.
Yeah, it was. I think it got up to 7 or 8 points there with about 3 minutes to go, and I think I might have used a timeout or even they might have used a timeout. I'm not positive. And anyway, we were in a huddle, and I was sitting there like, boy, you don't want to let this slip away. And says, hey, guys, you guys want to trap? You guys want to scramble them is what we call our scrambles. Do you want to trap the ball screen? Do you want to speed them up a little bit, try to get some steals, try to get some momentum going? And you know, and this just shows how tough of kids we have and how mentally strong they are. No, coach, let's just guard them. Let's just get the stop. Most kids would panic in that situation where it's like, yeah, let's try to get it all back at once. Let's, you know, kind of freak out. And then what happens is it snowballs on you, and then they start to score layups because you're trapping them. And so these kids just like, let's just get a stop. If we can just get a stop, get a score, get another stop, get a score, you know, and they did, and they just slowly came back into the game and tied it with, what, 25, 27 seconds left and you know, battled back. It was fun. It was a fun game.
It really seemed one of the biggest differences in the ball game was just at the free throw line, where they just had more opportunities at the line than what you guys had.
Yeah, they do, and I don't know if it's – I haven't watched the film. I don't know if it's that – some of our kids shoot a lot of floaters, you know, where they avoid a lot of the contact, and so that might be part of it. You know, and when you're going into the post like they do, and they got big physical guards, so they initiate a lot of that contact, so it's difficult for our guys to get out of the way or take a charge. And then if you're just off to the left or right a little bit, now it's a foul, and so then they go to the free throw line, and, you know, it's tough. I mean, yeah, they went to the free throw line. We didn't. We shot 60%, shot a higher percentage than they did. But all in all, it was a great game. It was a fun game.
Yeah, it's one I think you'll look back for years and talk about with this group of guys.
Oh, yeah. This is – I mean, I don't – I mean, it'd be tough to see if I could coach in a bigger atmosphere than that, you know, in my career. I mean, you don't see that at Division I. You watch these NCAA tournament games. I mean, we're watching one right now, it looks like, and it's not even close. You know, it's empty. And even I went to an NCAA tournament game a few years ago where it was North Carolina versus Villanova, and I was sitting there like, geez, this isn't – there's no one even there. And but people care about that one, and so, again, you don't even get that at Division I. And, you know, our kids got the opportunity to play at Division II, a big-time game.
Do you feel like perhaps that game last night might foreshadow the national champion, just in the way Augustana played, the way you guys played, where might be the favorite going into this next week?
Yeah, I feel like we were the two best teams in the country all year. I really did, and I've watched a lot of those other teams that are in the Elite Eight just – you know, like, man, I think we're the best team. And, you know, I thought Augie was the second best team, to be honest with you, but obviously they beat us. But, yeah, I kind of felt like that was that type of environment. The only way that somebody beats Augustana is if Augustana doesn't show up because of the letdown from our game. I mean, you play in that kind of atmosphere, and now you're going to go to Texas where there's probably going to be, you know, maybe at best 1,000 fans, and half of them don't even know who you are. And so that would be the only way that they would get beat, in my opinion.
Just talk about the weekend overall, two wins leading up to that, two big wins for your team. And just talk about those games and what came out of those for you.
Well, both games, I thought we just dominated both teams. I mean, I thought our kids were just focused, ready to go. They were playing at a high level. Playing ready, and those two teams, I guess Mankato had seen us the year before, but Wachita had never seen us. And so when you haven't seen our offense, it's very difficult to defend because you just don't understand how fast those things come and how fast Justin is and how athletic Connor is, even though he didn't look like it, you know, that kind of deal. And so and then our defense, just keeping people in front, you just can't see it on film. And you've got to play us. You've got to see us in person beforehand.
Man, Cato's going to get tired of playing you guys in the region. I think they ended their season the last 3 years.
Yeah, and, you know, they asked him. I think somebody asked him that question in the post-game interview, and he said, well, if we're playing Northwest at the end of every season in regional tournament, that means we're probably having a pretty good season. He's right. I mean, we just had good teams the last three seasons, and so did they. I mean, it just a tough matchup for them. I mean, eventually they'd probably lose anyway, so I guess better to us.
Well, and let's just look at the season overall right now. Just all the things that this team was able to accomplish, 17-game winning streak, 27 wins, the most under your leadership now. And just talk about what this season means to you as a whole here.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, we've accomplished a lot. The 17 wins, we only lost one game after Christmas. And then obviously the conference championship by 5 games. I mean, that's ridiculous in this league. I mean, I don't know that that'll happen again. I would be shocked if somebody wins the league by 5 games again. And the conference tournament championship, always fun to play in Kansas City, and then the run that we made and playing in that big environment. You know, the things that I take from it are just from the start of the season, this team probably got better than any team that I've coached, from where they started to where they ended. I mean, they really improved throughout the year. And we had some new faces where we had Chris and Devontae, and those kids had to sacrifice themselves for the greater good of the team, and they did. And so the thing that I'll remember about this team most, though, they were extremely, extremely tough. I mean, the toughest team I coached by far and away, and just mentally, to where they just fight you. They just keep fighting, keep plugging away, and didn't matter if they're up or down, they just stick with the process and believe. And you know, again, you don't see that with kids today.
Only lose one senior off of this year's team, Connor Cricker, we had on just a few moments ago. What does Connor mean to this program?
Well, I was mentioning before I got on, and I listened to Connor's interview, I don't know that he said two words his freshman year, and now he talks. He's a great talker, great communicator. I mean, that was a great interview. You know, what has he meant to this program? He's meant a lot. I mean, what has he had? Three straight Sweet 16s, three straight conference championships, four straight 20-win seasons. Probably would have won another conference championship his freshman year. Had Dylan not got injured. I mean, he's had a pretty good career, and we're fortunate that he chose Northwest Missouri State. We're going to miss him, his family, who's at every game, and his whole family, grandparents included, cheering him on and their positive energy. As far as a player goes, he's an unselfish player, and he is as good a, obviously a very poor man's, but, he's like a kind of Scottie Pippen, where he's just that great secondary player, where, yeah, he's good enough talent-wise to be a first-team all-conference kid, but he understands how to play off of people, and that's what he's always done a good job. He'll always defer to Justin, but he's good enough to get you, 20 a game sometimes and to have those big games. So we're definitely going to miss him, I think, more than people understand. I mean, he's a threat. He's a good player offensively. Defensively, he really grew up. You could put him on some of the best players in our league, and he'd shut them down.
And he certainly stepped up last night, hit some big buckets there in the second half.
I don't know that I've ever seen him play like that. He was like a man on a mission that second. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, he had that look in his eyes like, my goodness, I thought he was going to get it done for us. And then we started calling his name. We started calling little ISO drives for him. And he was getting it done for us. He was excellent.
What about Justin Pitts and not only the season he had, but the weekend he had up in this regional? It was just unreal. That's one of the things that everybody we talked to just said, how does Justin Pitts get it done? But he just had a heck of a tournament up there.
Well, he put on a show. I wish I could say it was all coaching, but it's nowhere near that. No, he put on a show. I think the biggest thing out of high school with him is, we were talking to somebody about it, he averaged like 16 points a game in high school. I don't think he's such a humble kid. I don't think he ever realized how good he was. And so he came in, and it was Deshaun Cooper that was here. Deshaun Cooper he never lacked for confidence. He always knew how good he was. And I think some of that swag kind of rubbed off on Justin. To where it was like, okay, I can be, this good. And I think last postseason you saw that, where he just really exploded. And then obviously this year, I mean, I haven't seen as good a performance as that. I mean, we had somebody drop 46 on us. Justin's performance against Mankato and even against Augie, that 46 doesn't even compare to that. Because Justin gets it in the flow. He's an unselfish kid. It's he moves the basketball with it. He's a great teammate. Like I said before, I think when we were going for the Player of the Year award, I would have been really disappointed if he wouldn't have got Player of the Year of our league. But the people that would have been most disappointed was not Justin. It would have been his teammates. So I kind of almost was hoping that back in my mind, like, well, hopefully he doesn't get it. So our teammates, his teammates will be mad and go out, to prove something in the conference tournament. But he deserved that. He's pretty special. I think he's probably the best player in Division II. I can say that. Feel pretty good about it.
And you've got two more years with Justin, but also you've got a good nucleus coming back for next season.
Yeah, and Chris Abu, he hasn't even shown everything that he can do. Devontae Mosby, Anthony Woods. I mean, we've got a lot of talent coming back. You have to see how hungry we're going to be, though. I mean, it's great that we have talent and whatnot, but it's a whole new team. I said that after the game. I'm like, gosh, now we got to start all over. I'm just so, you get so worn out, and then you got to start. It's like you're done, and then, well, now we got to do it again. So, we got a fun group, and I'm excited for next season as well.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us. And as always, you guys help make us help our job a lot easier every year.
Well, same to you, John. Thanks a lot.
All right, that is Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll be back and wrap up our show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Marysville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap up another edition of the program. We'll be off next week with spring break activities, but we'll be back and have, I believe, our final show of the season coming up then the next Thursday, as we'll be back here on, I believe it's the 31st, for the final KXCV KRNW.